This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's one of our favorite segments that we do every week. You see him on his YouTube channel, at The Bernie Show. If you're not a subscriber to his YouTube channel, I don't know what's going on with you. You need to go ahead and fix that right away, because Bernie Miklas does videos every day doing deep dives on a single topic. And of course, he's part of the gang, literally, with the Gas House Gang, which airs 12 noon on all the KMOX social media channels and then replays most nights at 8 o'clock here on at KMOX. With that being said, we do welcome Bernie Miklas onto Sports. Sports Open Line. Bernie, always great to talk to you. How are you tonight?
Good to be with you, Matt, and thanks for having me as usual.
Yeah, it's good to be able to talk with you. Today, Miles Michaelis looked good. Does that mean anything to you at all?
Oh, I don't know. I generally, especially with pitchers that are established and you know, we know they have a rotation spot no matter what. You know, Sonny Gray's a good example. You know, some of the other guys, Fetty, certainly Miles Michaelis. I never judge them based on stats. I mean, yeah, you like to see them throw well, but I've been doing this for such a long time, and you find out that certain pitchers are working on different things. They're trying out new pitches. They're trying to reshape a pitch, this or that, this or that. So you never know what a guy is actually working on. You know, they'll go into a game with a really specific thing in mind. Now, that said, you know, Miles Michaelis has had a rough couple of years. He's like third worst ERA over the last 2 years among qualifying starters. But he's going to be in the rotation, and my attitude is this. You know, nothing's going to change that. So, yeah, I prefer to see him pitch well, yeah. You know, and so I don't know whether this means that he'll pitch well, but he's had a pretty good camp so far.
Your friend of mine, Kevin Wheeler, texted this to me today. So this comes from him, not from me, but it's worth noting. Michaelis had a 2.14 ERA last spring, had a 0 ERA in 2023, and you just mentioned the third worst ERA over the last two seasons. So he has historically had very good spring numbers and has not followed that up with good numbers in the regular season.
I'm not surprised Wheels is all over that. It's just like the Cardinals in general, and I know that fans are getting restless because the offense is really bad. I mean, I get it. I'm not going to, like, you know, blast any fans for being concerned. There's some really ugly stats there in that lineup. But I also remember, as you do, and, you know, I think a lot of media people do, probably some fans do too. You know, in 2023, the Cardinals won the Grapefruit League Championship. They had a 17-7 record. Where did that get him in the regular season?
Not very. I remember walking out of Jupiter that year going, man, this team's going to be really good this year. And I couldn't have been more wrong.
I know. Well, that's why spring can really almost leave you confused. I mean, you think one way about a team and then they do the other. And I've seen examples of that in Cardinals spring training, you know, a lot. And I was looking at their offensive stats in spring training, you know, shutout again today. And obviously their offensive stats, I mean, they're 30th in batting average, 30th in slugging percentage, 29th in OPS, you know, on and on and on. But I also look at who's down there towards the bottom with them in terms of all the major league teams in spring training. You got Atlanta down near the bottom, Houston, San Diego, the New York Mets. I think those teams are going to score runs, right?
Yeah.
So I really think this is – I don't know if I can explain this well. Like, I really think that when people look at spring training stats, I think they look at it through the lens of their own bias, mm-hmm. whatever bias they bring into it. You know, if in other words, if you really dislike, you know, Miles Michaelis, then it's like, well, I don't care what he does in spring training. But if you want someone to make the team and that guy's pitching really well, then it's like, look, he shows that he belongs. You know, yeah. I get it. I mean, that's just kind of human nature. I don't find fault with anyone for that, but it's very, very tricky. Mm-hmm. That said, Mr. Pauly, I don't know about you. Yeah, I'd kind of like the Cardinals get some offense going because I think it would actually maybe make the fans feel a little better. So
yeah, I'm on the border of like, okay, it's at a point now where I don't care what the overall team numbers are, but let me, and they were for a while, up until three games ago, like the six or seven games leading to that, they had, you know, like an 800, 750 or 800 OPS. They were scoring five runs a game. Like they were doing things offensively, but then these last three games have just not been good. They've been shut out twice in that period. And you mentioned the overall numbers. I'm kind of getting to that point where I just would feel better if I saw a little bit more offensive consistency. And I hate, mm-hmm. Bernie, I hate that those words are coming out of my mouth because I'm always the first one to dismiss spring training stats.
No, that's right. And I think it comes down to this. There is some middle ground. I mean, the guys are going to be relying on, for example, you know, yeah, you want to see them go into the regular season feeling good about what they've been working on and feeling good about their swing and all that stuff. I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting to see him do better. I think the problems that people have is like making too much of it or also maybe overreacting to positive stats as well. You know, like Prieto, looking at his numbers today, he's had a really good spring. Is he going to make the team? No. And it doesn't mean he should make the team. But can I ask you a question? I like to do this when I'm on with you. I'd like to ask you one. So you, of all the guys that are doing well, when we're talking about numbers in spring training, I mean, has Scott locked up center field? Has Baker locked up a spot on the roster? Does Kopernyak have a chance? He's had a great spring. Does he have a chance to maybe pull an upset and be on that roster? Those are the primary guys I'm thinking about.
So I think Luke and Baker has locked up a spot on the roster. I think Victor Scott II has put himself firmly in the lead for center field. By the way, it's kind of fun to look at his numbers. Last year in spring, he hit .317. This year in spring, he's hitting .320. But last year, he had a .770 OPS. This year, he has an OPS above 1,000. Completely, this is where batting average doesn't tell the story because a completely different guy with basically the exact same batting average. I don't think Kopernyak makes the team if for no other reason, Bernie, he's a lefty and that's the last thing they need.
No, that's right. Because if you look at it, if we talk about people technically in competition, I mean, you got six left-handed bats in the outfield, and then you have Jordan Walker, and it's tough. That's tough to, you know, have that many. Well, let me tell you this way, you know, if all the left-handed bats in the outfield are hitting really well, yeah, there's no problem there, but it's kind of hard to have that imbalance. I don't think it helps you overall, especially if two or three of the guys aren't hitting all that well.
I also think Jose Barrero is in this position to be the backup shortstop.
Yeah, and I forgot to ask you about him. What's the thing that has impressed you the most when the time that you were down there, and I know you've been talking to people when you were down there and even since you got back, what impresses you the most?
From a team standpoint, I'd love to be able to go back to how I felt after other spring trainings to compare my thoughts because I'm a prisoner of the moment, but just how much like actual true extra work I saw guys putting in, that was the thing that made the largest impact on me.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
During my month there.
You know, there's something to be said about a guy who was a heralded prospect and who was the number one prospect of a division rival, you know, the Cincinnati Reds, and he was very acclaimed and people were predicting great things. And there's no doubt that he's got the athleticism, he's got the arm, he's fast. Sometimes those guys wash out, you know, their first time through. And I'm not implying that Jose Barrero was somehow lacking, you know, hunger. But I think that kind of failure, you learn a lot about yourself. And if you still have ability, you find a way to become a better hitter. And I know in his case, from what I understand, and you can elaborate on it, he's a better hitter now. He learned from his failure because he's not trying to hit everything out of the park now.
Yeah, that's right. He's done a lot of work with Brent Brown. And you're a talented guy if you've got that prospect status coming up. You just got to tap back into it. So I think you're right. Bernie, we always appreciate you taking a few moments with us here on Sports Open Line. But before you get out of here, of course, our conversation being brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling. And we'd love for you to talk a little bit about your friends there at Saliga.
Yeah, you got it, Matt. Saliga Heating and Cooling's been taking care of St. Louis since 1927. We're one of them. The last 16 years or so, the Minklases, and the same family, the Saligas, have owned this through four generations. Dan Saliga is now the owner, operator of the family business. They're an independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. And listen, in my experience, I can just testify to what I know for sure, having been, you know, calling them for help for 16 years. The integrity is 100%. They don't try to hustle you, talk you into something. They're not trying to upsell. In our experience and experience of some of our neighbors, Saliga Heating and Cooling does the opposite of that. They look for ways to save you money. They could sell you something expensive. They say, no. This, we recommend you doing this. It'll save you money because you don't have to buy the big piece of equipment yet. You're good to go for a couple years. They do stuff like that. And that's, man, that's invaluable when you're trying to figure out, who do I call for heating and cooling services? In addition to repairs and that installing that new American Standard equipment, they do commercial work. They do residential work. They also have the Priority Club. And what I would recommend is you just go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com to look at the details because it's a maintenance program that is a win-win-win proposition. And that's, again, I back that up with our own experience because if you have regular maintenance on your equipment, you have the peace of mind of knowing everything's safe and working great. And also you'll save money in the long term because maintenance extends the lifetime of your equipment. So anyway, go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com, SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com to find out more. Thank you.